today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This program is about politics and finance. I got Grant Williams on the line with me right now. Boy, another remote. Grant is over in the Far East, and I'm over in North America. Grant, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Al. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I got a little bit of fall, a little frost on the pumpkin out there outside, and quite frankly, I kind of enjoy it. You know, one thing I don't really enjoy right now that's going on, though, is I like to understand the environment that I'm in, and I think I understand the financial environment that I'm in right now, but I got to tell you, man, in terms of the reasoning behind why the markets are going the way they are going, I think there is some major, major confusion out there, don't you?
There's a lot of confusion. I mean, but that's nothing new for us. I guess we've had that confusion surrounding us for you know, a couple of years now. What with Europe, and now we've got you know, U.S. elections. We've got the fiscal cliff coming up. There are all kinds of reasons for people not to pull the trigger on investing.
Yeah.
But you know, one by one, these things are going to get some clarity. I mean, the Europe situation, whether they like it or not, it's way past its sell-by date now. And it's moving towards a resolution of one kind or another. I mean, that's a given. They're going to try and chuck a whole bunch of money at it to try and make the problems go away, but I fear that's just not going to work out. So something's got to give. But look, I think moving in towards the end of the year, you know, we're right now at the kickoff of earnings season, and with QE3 out of the way, QE3 was definitely the main reason why people wanted to be in the markets, because they figured they'd get this big bump after QE3 was announced. You know, you and I have spoken about this before. I didn't think it was going to happen. It certainly hasn't happened. We're back down below where we were before it was announced now. And, and of course, once you take that off people's radar screens and they don't have that to look at anymore, they suddenly have to sit there and look at you know, stocks that are, they're certainly not expensive, but they're definitely not cheap. And if you look at stocks that are valued at, you know, 14, 15 times earnings in the U.S., in a zero interest rate world, that's not particularly cheap. And I think if you look at the revisions, we've seen a ratio of about 4.3 to 1 in terms of downward pre-announcements to upward ones, which is the highest ratio for at least a decade. So I think this earnings season is going to come in under expectations. Expectations still look way too high. Everybody's predicting a big bounce in earnings next year, which I just don't see happening. We've had the IMF come out and say they're worried about growth. We've had the IMF come out and say that the Eurozone needs to do something to fix it now or face a disaster. All these clouds are circling, and realistically, with the markets at or close to five-year highs, certainly the post-crisis highs, why would you hang on to them? Why not take some money off the table, and why not sit and wait this out for a few months, see what happens to the election, see what happens to the fiscal cliff? It just seems that the risk reward is skewed far more to being on the sidelines right now.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned QE3 and the impact on the markets, and I'm looking at a one-year gold chart right now, courtesy of Kitco, and I have to say the quantitative easing announcement of Mr. Bernanke in terms of getting involved in the mortgage markets, et cetera, didn't really seem to have a meaningful impact. I mean, we are in an upward trend for the price of gold since, oh gosh, going back to early October, but boy, I sure didn't see any spikes as a result of that.
Well, no, I think everything is so well discounted. We all knew QE3 was coming. I mean, what else can they do now except print money? It's the same goes for Europe as it does for the US.
Right.
So I think the strength we've seen in gold, certainly the solidity we've seen in gold. I mean, you haven't been able to hit that thing with a stick for a couple of months now.
Mm-hmm.
And ordinarily, we would have seen several shakeouts in the price around certain events that happened during that time. But
sure,
gold was rock solid, and I think that was the bid that you saw there for QE3. Now, we are where we are. It's kind of forming another nice base again. I suspect we go higher into the end of the year. Maybe we hit 2,000, maybe we don't. But at the end of the day, that's an arbitrary number. It doesn't really matter. The ultimate course for gold is pretty much set. Certainly, in my opinion, it's going to go higher, you know, and considerably so, and consistently so.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right on that one. I really do. You know, when you get over to the question about or the situation, I should say, over in Europe, you know, there's some people who are saying they're thinking that possibly Italy is going to move away from the euro. I've heard some talk about the same thing happening with the Spanish. The situation with Italy really surprised me. You know, I don't see Italy leaving the European Union personally. I just don't. Do you?
I think that the euro will come to a point where it's not about who leaves it; it's about who stays in.
Yeah.
And it's going to look an awful lot different. I mean, you know, the Spanish thing is coming to a head now. And what's interesting is that the change in language. I think people are realizing. I've written about this extensively about the Target 2 system, which is a central monetary exchange system whereby debits and credits are on both sides of the ledger for the Northern Europeans and the Southern Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
What we have at the moment is a debit to the core, you know, basically Germany, of about 750 billion euros, getting on for a trillion euro, and those are direct credits to Spain, Greece, etc. So if these guys leave, if Spain were kicked out, for example, they owe about 409 billion euros to the Target 2 system,
mm-hmm.
A chunk of which is going to come out of Germany's pockets. And I think it's starting to dawn on these guys now that really there's no way out. If they do kick Greece out, you know, they immediately have to shut the Greek banks. Obviously, they're going to have to bring the drachma back. And as soon as you shut the Greek banks and you make the existence of a new drachma a reality, then everybody in Spain realizes that the new peseta is a reality. And so you have to shut the Spanish banks, or all that money is going to pour out of Spanish banks and into German banks. Or you have to impose very, very heavy capital controls across Europe. So that would defeat the whole object of this European Union free monetary movement, free capital movement, free people movement. And so really they're kind of checkmated. If they do kick Greece out, it can't just be Greece. It extends to Spain, it may extend to Italy, it certainly at some point is going to extend to France, but you know, one domino at a time at the moment, unfortunately.
You know, it's a really interesting situation over there. I've been doing way too much reading, if that's possible, on the situation over in what's happening in the European community, and I have to tell you, it's absolutely amazing, and you know, I've sounded like a broken record saying this, it's absolutely amazing to me that we ever got to this point. But the fact of the matter is it is what it is, and we did, and I'm not really sure how we're going to come to any solution other than ultimately simply build a new house, tear the old one down, and simply build a new one. Your comment about Greece I thought was really interesting, Grant, in the sense that, you know, we had this ultimatum that came out a few days ago. Listen, you guys, you got 10 days to straighten this thing out. You know, buy into the austerity or you're done. Well, I'll bet you that was a pretty empty threat, but we'll see how that happens. But all of this, you know, people talk about the impact of quantitative easing on the price of gold. Man, I got to tell you, that's only one factor in my humble opinion. There are so many other factors right now that I think dramatically are impacting the price of gold. The situation in the European Union is very important. Situation in North America, critical. Situation in the Far East, which I want to chat with you about here right around the corner, is also very critical. And then you look at the Chinese. You know, I had Bron Suchecki from the Perth Mint has been on the show a couple of times, and he basically is saying that with the actions that are occurring within and outside of mainland China, instigated by mainland China, he said, how could anybody be anything but bullish on the price of gold? What are your thoughts on that? We got a minute in this segment.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, the China factor on gold is starting to become more widely known, but I think people still struggle to get their heads around the numbers, the sheer amount of gold that China needs to buy. It's not about what they want to buy, it's what they need to buy. But I think, you know, if you're looking for the biggest factor about what's going to drive the gold price higher, I don't think you need to look any further than central bank buying. You know, the biggest sellers in the world have turned net buyers, and whenever that happens in a market, it's always bullish for the price, and they've turned net buyers to a tremendous extent. I mean, the increase in central bank buying has been changed. I mean, we've got a lot of smaller countries that really need to bulk their reserves up, and that's what's going to be the primary driving force behind this bull market from now, I think.
Well, I have to tell you, I agree 100% on that particular issue. I don't think there's any question about it. I think that ultimately I have felt for a long time that the Chinese have wanted to go back to a world reserve currency based on an asset. I feel very strongly about that right now, and I think that probably gold is going to be that asset. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back. We're going to talk with Grant Williams a little bit about his how he feels the Far East plays into this whole economic situation.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Grant Williams in the studio with me still. You know, I have felt for an awful long time that the situation in the Middle East, it's a very sad situation, number one. But number two, I have felt that it plays a larger impact, I guess I should say, on investing than a lot of people would like to think. You know, when people talk about what's going on between Israel and the other side, for lack of better terms. You know, the only thing that's going to impact is the price of oil. Well, sure, it's going to impact the price of oil. There's no question whatsoever about that. But I personally feel that there are a host of other aspects of investing that will fall into the abyss, for lack of better terms, of the situation that's going on over there. You know, it's let's see what Grant Williams thinks first. Grant, you think I'm nuts?
No, you're not. You're not nuts at all, Al. I mean, look, investing's hard enough when you sit down and you take a look at price earnings ratios and cash flows and a set of statistical numbers that you can actually weigh up and then imply your own thoughts on what's going forward. But you throw in politics, it gets an awful lot more complicated, which is exactly what we're seeing in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, the politics is what's been clouding that whole situation. The mathematics underneath it are actually very, very simple. Everybody's broke. But then you throw another layer on top of that, and you throw religion on top, and it just makes the whole thing very, very difficult to predict. And that's always been the problem in the Middle East. There are so many different factions, even within countries, on the religious side of things, that it's very, very difficult to kind of pick a way this thing is going to go. Obviously, Israel and Iran is a problem waiting to happen. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think Israel will hesitate if they think the day is going to come when they lose the chance, if they wait 24 hours, to stop Iran getting a nuclear weapon. I don't think they're going to take that chance.
Yeah.
And so that's clearly going to sit and hover over us for a while now. I think they've done a good job in keeping this thing nailed down until after the U.S. elections. I think both sides probably want to know who they're going to be dealing with come November 7th. But that's not going away anytime soon, and it's going to have to come to some kind of resolution. And the thing that's really going to make that a problem is inside Iran now. You know, you've got a very, very fractious relationship between the clerics that run the country and Ahmadinejad, who's very, very unpopular. You've got something bordering on hyperinflation. There are estimates that inflation is 70% a month now in Iran, which is causing all sorts of problems. The sanctions are starting to hurt, even though they are getting the oil out of the country. The sanctions are definitely biting there. And so you've got the perfect situation in Iran where the political leader needs some kind of distraction. And hey, presto, right on his doorstep is Israel, which is a lot of the reason for the rhetoric, I'm sure. So, you know, something is going to happen in the Middle East. So something will happen. I don't know what it's going to be. I suspect it will probably be some kind of strike, but it's everybody's kind of trying to stop people from pulling their guns out of the holster. I don't think you're going to be able to do that if Iran continue to press forward in the search for a nuclear weapon.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about inflation in Iran, you know, the price of an ounce of gold in Iran just earlier this week went up 23%, which is that's a pretty big move for that. It's my thought, though, when you talk about the impact on the economic community and hence investing, you know, I mean, I'm a gold bug from day one. I'm a silver bug from day one. And I think that what's going on in the Middle East right now, for example, with the disappearance of the petrodollar and certain countries over there now paying for their oil in gold, I think has an interesting impact on gold. I think that if, in fact, a shooting war develops, two schools of thought on that one. On the one hand, people are saying, well, it can be over pretty quick because somebody's going to drop the big one. Well, I don't know if that's the case. But if that isn't the case and it's basically just a continued skirmish on the ground, and I say continued because you've had skirmishes over there for an awful long time now. I'd recommend anybody who doesn't agree with me read Thomas Friedman's book, From Beirut to Jerusalem. Boy, that puts in a very interesting description of really what's been going on there for quite some time now. But, you know, there are a lot of hard assets, for lack of better terms, base metals, etc. The demand will go up significantly for those things if you have any kind of escalating warfare over there. So I think in my opinion, there are just an awful lot of issues that are coming out of that for people involved in the financial community.
Yeah, look, it's interesting that you started off there just saying how that, you know, the price of gold has gone up 23% in Iran the last week. But actually what's happening is the price of the Iranian currency has gone down 23% against gold. And I think that's a very important distinction to make, because what we're seeing in Iran now are the first signs of hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what hyperinflation looks like. And a 23% move in gold or in your currency is an everyday occurrence once you get to that situation. Now, we live in the West in a world where, you know, a 2% move in gold is a big deal to us.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand that if we do start to get runaway inflation in the West, which it's not baked in the cake right now, but I think it's pretty much a done deal that at some point we are going to get runaway inflation here. And these are the kinds of moves that we're going to see. So people who own gold and get shaken out when it falls 1% or it falls 5% in a week, or, you know, we have a little shaky period. You know, this is what you need to understand, is that when the reasons you're holding your gold actually come to pass, the moves you're going to see are of a magnitude far greater than the sort of noise that we get in the interim here. And that's what we're seeing in the Middle East. You know, the imports of gold into Iran through Turkey are going through the roof. And that's people, you know, wealthy people in Iran trying to protect their wealth from confiscation through inflation.
Well, you know, when you look at the economic environment of a country, you know, I would point to the economic environment in Germany back in the 30s, okay, and early 40s, and even subsequent to that. And I would maintain that one of the reasons that the Germans are arguably the strongest member of the European Union right now is because they are a very disciplined people. And the reason they're very disciplined is, if a specific individual didn't go through those really difficult economic times over there, you can rest assured that if he or she didn't, at least their parents did, and they heard about it. You know, they're calling out for austerity because they know how bad the other side of the coin is. And, you know, how does that relate? It sounds like I'm talking all around the corner, but how does that relate to the Middle East? Well, you know, economic philosophies are born out of political actions, etc., right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what drives these things. There's a great table that was put together by a guy called Steve Hanke, H-A-N-K-E, and it's a table of all the hyperinflations in history.
Mm-hmm.
I would very, very strongly recommend people look it up. Just Google it, Steve Hanke. Take a look at that table. You'll see there were a lot of these things. They happen regularly. It's not such an outlier as people seem to think it is here in the West, because we haven't had one in a Western nation really for 70 years since that German one. People assume, as you say, that recollective history of these things isn't there. But 70 years is not a long time in history, and the fact that we haven't had one for 70 years doesn't mean we couldn't have one next year. And people really need to understand that these things are real. They're not just confined, you know, to banana republics. They are real, and they do happen to countries like Germany.
And they need to include that philosophy, very importantly, what that you just described, in their investment actions. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Silver, silver, silver. Irish Tony, you got me curious, buddy. I am a believer in silver. You know that. The rest of our family knows that. But we're going to chat right now with a gentleman who I think is one of the most foremost authorities on silver in the world, and that's my friend Sean Rockamoff. Sean has been involved in the silver sector for quite some time now, certainly as long as I've known him. He worked a little bit with David Morgan. They're pretty close friends right now, remain close friends. Sean has a website where he discusses silver. This guy's really, really good. Sean, let's start out and let's talk about we were chatting off the air about in the short term, neither one of us are particularly bullish on either gold or silver. Long term, mid to long term, I'm on the record of saying I'm very bullish. But short term, I think it's going to just kind of muddle around for a while. Maybe go up a few points, maybe go down a few points. What does Sean Rockamoff think about that?
Well, my take on it is that I believe U.S. dollar is due for a rally, and with the elections coming up, I think there's going to be specific emphasis put on that. And usually when that happens, the precious metals have a leg down of some measure. And technically on the charts, both gold and silver are looking like in the near term, they're showing some weakness and sort of downward bias.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I agree with that. I still have to say mid to long term, I still think it's the place to be. One of the reasons that I'm on record as saying I like silver a little bit better than gold in terms of an investment is, number one, because of the price, certainly. But, you know, I think that's a discussion for a different time. But the demand for silver is, from an industrial metal standpoint, is really significant. There's not a lot of demand for for gold for much of anything other than a store of value, and I think it is the greatest store of value out there. But in terms of silver, you know, we've got the appliance industry, we've got something that you brought up, and that was during the Obama administration so far, according to some facts that came out of the last presidential debate, $90 billion in subsidies have been awarded to the green energy industry. And that's, you know, you were explaining to me very, very an important source of demand for silver. Can you chat about that?
Yes. Well, silver is the most versatile metal, right? It's a very big part of the high-tech industry, and the high-tech industry will provide solutions for the green energy, anywhere from batteries to the wind power to storage to transportation of power. And obviously the big aspect of the green energy industry is the solar mm-hmm. power. And in the solar space, that is one of the larger components for silver demand within the green energy sector. So yes, I believe the solar sector has been a significant consumer or significant source of demand for silver, and I think it will continue to do so and probably will grow. Not certain to what extent it would grow in the U.S., although I think it will. But more importantly, around the world, it certainly does continue to grow and will for as far as I can see.
Yeah. You mentioned something else that I think some people may not be aware of, and that is, you know, we potentially do have a war brewing. I hate to say it. You know, is it going to happen? I don't know. I pray that it doesn't. But there's a good possibility we're going to have that happen. Silver, according to your research, is an important component of that particular, you know, the actions that are taken out within that particular event. Can you elaborate a little bit on that one?
Well, yes, silver is a high-tech metal. You can't find any device of any sophistication that does not have some silver in it. And while that is, you know, we can all observe the explosion of these gadgets, electronic gadgets in the consumer space, from iPads to everything in between there, all the way down to three-year-olds now using some kind of device.
Mm-hmm.
In their sort of military arena, silver, I think, falls into the group of strategic metals, where it is so important to the high-tech industry that has to do with the military that it's absolutely essential to have an arsenal or any military industry.
Mm-hmm.
So from that respect, if these events in the Middle East escalate, that probably will put or bring in some additional demand, as well as we know that there is kind of new wave of expansion of military expenditures by, say, China and Russia,
mm-hmm.
and probably some other countries, including in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And while I don't expect that to be the driver, it certainly would add to the collective demand.
Talking about ways to invest in silver, you know, Kathy and I go basically have two avenues of investment. Number one, we buy silver rounds, and I think we made our first purchase, oh gosh, when silver was trading down around $14 an ounce, and we're pretty happy about that. We buy the rounds and we take possession, and then from where it goes after that, nobody knows. Anyhow, having said that, you can also, you know, you can also invest in silver mining companies, and I have also done that. I'm an investor in a company called Silvercrest Mines, which I think is they just came out with some interesting news regarding raising somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million. This just came out a few days ago. Orex Minerals is another company that I'm involved in, took part in that private placement there. I'm not endorsing any one of these companies in the sense that I'm simply stating what I have done. And I don't suggest that you do that either. They're, both of these companies, by the way, happen to be sponsors on our website. And if you are looking for additional material on the company, just click on their banner. Another one is Canisil Resources. I've got a fair amount of our money in that one also. In terms of companies, I know, Sean, that you really like Impact Silver, and you've been involved with Impact for quite some time now. I have no financial interest in Impact Silver, but I certainly respect your opinion. Why do you think people should maybe take a look at that one?
Well, Impact has a couple of things going for it. I think they've been producing just under a million ounces for a few years now, and I think they're ready to clear that hurdle, I'd say next year. They have two mines going in production, again, around the turn of the year here, and one of them is going to be an open pit. It's going to be a sort of pilot operation. Mm-hmm. They're doing it that way. It's easier for permitting, but they also want to work out the kinks for the larger operation in terms of economics. And the other one is a high-grade underground mine in mm-hmm. the main camp area where they have a number of workings where they're already mining. So Impact should get a bit of a boost here in terms of production, and that hopefully will reflect favorably on the bottom line.
Well, I hope it does. Two other companies, by the way, that I am invested in that I neglected to mention. I have been an investor off and on in Orkana Corporation. Very good things in my mind coming out of that particular company, and that is not investment advice. That's just a personal observation that I have made. And then, of course, Orko Silver. I've owned shares in Orko Silver for quite some time now. You know, I have to tell you, just kind of in wrapping this up, I think the silver space, I have to agree with Irish Tony, the silver space really is a great space to be. You know, some people call it poor man's gold. I call it intelligent man's gold, personally, and that's not at all to reflect at all negatively on gold bullion or on gold companies, because I'm invested in a whole bunch of gold companies, and we do have some gold coins that Kathy and I have collected. I have to tell you, I think silver is really, really an interesting place to be. And, you know, if you want to get more information on silver, go to Sean's website, get all the information you want. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with David Bond. We're going to be talking about the Silver Summit.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Quantum Economics Report. Big Al's got David Bond with him right now. This is one of the more enjoyable conversations that I have on this particular venue because we're talking. I'm talking to a guy who's an old friend. I'm talking to a guy who he and his wife started the great Silver Summit over in. Originally, it was in Post Falls, Idaho, and then it moved over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, just up the road. And now they're involved with Cambridge House International, and the venue has moved now to Spokane, Washington, at the Grand Old Davenport Hotel. The event is coming up, and I'm certainly going to take part in it, as I do every year. It's coming up later this month. I am definitely looking forward to being there. It will be on Thursday, October 25th, and then Friday, October 26th. Going to be doing a couple of assignments over there. I'm going to be moderating a panel down 5:30 on Tuesday, consisting of John Kaiser, Roger Wiegand, Ben Weir, and Leonard Melman. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I'm also doing the closing panel on Friday. Yes, I am, with David Morgan, Peter Spina, and Peter McGaw. I have to tell you, Big Al is really looking forward to this. Spokane is a great city to visit. The Silver Summit is one of the more popular conferences out there. David, why should people attend this year? Let's start out there.
Why should they not? If you've got any interest in hard money, silver, precious metals, and you want to meet the CEOs of the folks whose companies you might want to invest in, this is where to come. They don't send their IR people here. They send the CEOs and the presidents. Yeah. You can learn anything and everything there is to know about silver. All in one kind of small, fun, intimate venue.
Well, you know, you got David Morgan, you got Jeff Berwick, you got Ron Hera. All of these people are regular guests on my show. Roger Wiegand, Leonard Melman, all of these folks are regular guests on our program. And you know why they're regular guests on our show? Because they all know what they are doing. You know, I have to tell you, some of the folks who are attending, you know, I'm looking at the guest list right now, and I noticed that, I don't know if this guy's coming out of retirement or what, but Greg McCoach is going to be giving his keynote at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. And Greg has a lot of very important things to say.
He does. He's well connected. Greg knows stuff that you find out about from other people a year or two later.
Yeah.
He's very good. We also have Jeff Christian is going to open things up from CPM Group on Thursday morning. Jeff is the go-to guy for commodity and particularly metal statistics. He knows this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Jeff for 35, 40 years, and back in my newspaper days, he was the guy I called up and said, gee, Jeff, where's silver going? Or
yeah.
Where's gold going? Or where's platinum going?
Sure. Well, I'm looking at some of the exhibiting companies, you know, and as you said, really the heads of the companies who are there. I know Lennox Rodriguez from Arcana is going to be there. Heckle is going to be there. Great Panther is going to be there. First Majestic is going to be there. Coeur d'Alene Mines is going to be there. Silvercrest, one of our sponsors, is going to be there. You know, and the list kind of goes on and on. Canadian Zinc, Bear Creek Mining, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, you've really, really got the quality companies there. Mines Management, boy, I've known those guys for an awful long time. U.S. Silver and Gold, there's an interesting one. And then one of the biggest successes around here is a company called Mag Silver. They're going to be there along with a host of others. And, you know, the crowd is small enough at the show, and I mean that in a very positive sense, in that these guys, company execs, really have time to chat with you.
That's right. You've got to be hiding out in your hotel room not to meet all these people. They're there. They're out there mingling. They're at their booths. They're mm-hmm. speaking. They're wandering the floor. It's just a great place to get plugged in. And let's not mention Jeff Clark, also from Casey Research, mm-hmm. will be speaking.
I'm looking at Jeff's picture right now. Yeah.
And of course, we've got Eric Spratt from Spratt Asset Management, one of the real bright lights in silver. These guys know what they're talking about.
Oh, they really do. There's no question about that. And if I'm not mistaken, Michael Berry's also going to be there.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike and his son, Chris, are really good friends of mine. I like those guys an awful lot. So having said that, you know, I've got some sentimental involvement in the Silver Summit. I got a lot of interesting stories, and I think the most interesting story was the first time I spoke at the Silver Summit was 9 years ago, and I remember we were staying at a hotel. Kathy and I stayed at a hotel in downtown Wallace, Idaho. It used to be a brothel, okay? and I remember I got up.
How do you know it still isn't?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that. But I got up the next morning, you know, and I went out to the lobby to, this is a real mom and pop place, and I went out to the lobby to get a cup of coffee, and there's a half a dozen or a dozen or so folks sitting around chit-chatting, and I'm not exactly a wallflower, so I got right into the conversation, you know, taking some really strong coffee out of a Mr. Coffee pot and joined in. And my gosh, there were people there who had flown all the way from Australia, had flown over from Chicago. I mean, there were some folks there who were just serious, serious silver bugs, Dave.
Yeah, we've been that way from the get-go.
Wow.
You got to remember our first event back in 2003. This is our 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I was so afraid we couldn't pull it off that I did not advertise it anywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
even let the local newspapers know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we had people from South America, from Europe,
yeah.
from Asia, from Australia show up.
Yeah.
Wow. And then the next year, as you well know, our first year, we focused mostly on just exploration companies here in the Silver Valley.
Yeah.
The next year, the Canadian companies came en masse. Most of them, at the time, junior speculative stocks that mm-hmm. were on the venture exchange in Toronto. They've kept their word. They have evolved with the Silver Summit into producing companies, many
right.
like First Majestic, Great Panther,
yeah. Arcana,
Endeavor are now listed on the New York Stock Exchange.
Sure. Right.
And you mentioned Silvercrest. Yeah, what a story there. The list goes on and on. I mean, we're
yeah.
proud of our guys.
I got to tell you, Silvercrest is a company that I invested in, made an announcement on my show two or three or four months ago that I was going to buy shares in Silvercrest. I did. About a week later, I had probably close to a 50% profit. You know, actually, following you on the program on this week's show is Scott Drever, who's the president of Silvercrest. I like those guys a lot. They're doing a fantastic job with what they're doing. So that's, you know, that's one that I happen to be invested in. I'm not even close to being arm's length in that one. You got a lot of social events around the Silver Summit, too, that are just an absolute hoot to go to because you learn a lot, but they're also just one heck of a lot of fun. I mean, the Silver Baron's Ball on, what is it? I guess that'll be on Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
That's just a great event. I mean, it's just, you know, just please do me a favor. Leave me on the floor next time. Don't carry me out.
Once again, thanks to BG Capital, who's picking up the tab this year. Gordon Holmes will be here with his Lookout Ridge wine.
Mm-hmm.
Every bottle that Gordon sells donates a wheelchair mm-hmm. to the Third World.
Yeah.
Gordon will have a brief presentation. We're very happy to have BG Capital on board. Some other new folks. Eric Sprott will keynote that event.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't cheap, and you need an invitation. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Be a shareholder with somebody.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I am thoroughly looking forward to it. You know, you mentioned Gordon. Gordon Holmes is one of the really good guys in our industry in the sense that, you know, he made a whack of money. He wrote the business plan for the original Investor's Business Daily, and then he started a publication shortly after that, Investor's Digest, I think it was called, and he sold that out, bought a vineyard up in Napa, and basically is engaged now in philanthropic work, utilizing his contact, interestingly enough, in the resource industry. He donates wheelchairs. Every bottle of wine that he sells provides a wheelchair for someone who could not afford it, and he travels all over the world donating wheelchairs. I've got all the time in the world for somebody like Gordon because he's one of the guys.
I do too.
Yeah, he's one of the guys who makes our industry a real pleasure, you know, to be part of. David, I got a question for you, and that is, it doesn't matter how many people you've got showing up for this thing, but tell them specifically where it is, where to fly into if you're coming from out of the area.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, we're at the historic and beautifully restored Davenport Hotel. It was built in the teens of the 20th century as a mining hotel. It's just an absolute gorgeous venue. If you think the Royal York in Toronto is cool, where do you see this place?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Just fly into Spokane. If you have to, go through Seattle or Salt Lake or Denver, but we're pretty easy to get to, and it'll be worth the trouble.
Okay, and on a final note, Big Al has to say this time of year they typically get great weather over there. This is a good one, both from an educational standpoint and from a we're-all-going-to-have-a-great-time standpoint. I'm going to be shooting videos there. I'm going to be doing radio interviews over there. My wife Kathy is going to be assisting me along with our daughter Sarah and, of course, the guys from Even Keel Media. David, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to coming over, man.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today, and because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.